Good morning. It's just about 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KCAW Sitka. You're also listening to the Cypress String Quartet, and we are happy to have with us in the studio this morning the founder of that illustrious quartet, Jennifer Kletzel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being with us this morning. And also with us today, Zul Bailey, the Artistic Director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Good morning, Zul.
Good morning.
Nice to have you both with us today.
Thank you.
We're here to mostly talk about the Cypress String Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been here before, your quartet, correct?
That's right. We were here two seasons ago.
Uh-huh.
Our first time in Alaska.
Okay. And, you know, people just can't help it. They have to come back.
Well, I even had the extra tufts. So I had to come back.
Oh my, you are together.
Yeah, yes.
So you're the founder of the quartet.
I'm one. Three of us are founding members out of four, which is pretty good.
And what we were listening to there is perhaps something that we might still hear since you're here for a couple more performances.
Actually, not that piece exactly, but another Schubert piece. Yes, we'll be playing from that same album. That's from our latest disc. We've recorded 15 discs so far. So.
And how long has your quartet been together?
18 years. We formed in 1996.
And is it the same members?
Three of us are the same, and one's been with us 13 years. He's the new guy still, though. He's always the new guy. He carries the heavy loads, the CD suitcase and stuff.
So. Okay. He still has to do the grunt work there.
That's right.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, that's as in many places, like Sitka, you have to, you know, live here forever and ever before you're considered a local. So,
oh, is that right?
Surprising to know that that may be the same in your quartet.
Yes.
So the Summer Music Festival, Zul, has been going on well.
Yes. It started unofficially in late May with a wine and cheese event featuring Paul Rosenthal. And then officially it started at the beginning of June. It runs all month, all 4 weeks. And we're in the final sprint.
Sadly.
It is sad. I mean, it's been amazingly brisk and fun, and every day is another activity. But it's one of the things that that is so great about a festival. It kind of brings the community together. It brings, in this case, brings artists from all over the world into the most beautiful place in the world to celebrate the arts.
Mm-hmm. I think it's everybody listening. I think it's going to agree with that.
Yeah.
A long tradition here in Sitka. So how has your quartet performed quite a bit? And have you been here for the whole time?
No, we just got here on Thursday. I think
we
flew in from Salt Lake City and performed on Saturday for the first time. Saturday and Sunday, and then we've got three more shows before. We're done.
So we have a box lunch today at noon.
Yay!
And then we have a one of the featured performers, the Masterworks, as I unofficially call it, tomorrow night at Centennial Hall.
Okay.
And then we have Saturday's the kind of a day off, which it's usually Sunday, but Sunday we have a brunch of type with music involved, which is kind of, I think, closed at this point. Because it's sold out.
Yes, that's
so popular.
Yeah, that's right. So and then but usually the way I put things together, it's in chapters. So the first week was a group of musicians, and then the middle 2 weeks were, or week and a half were other musicians. So I try to group people together with who I think they would have fun hiking with and sharing music with and things like this. So, and the Cypresses are back for my third as the artistic director. And this is very special because they have so many friends here now.
Mm-hmm. We do.
From last time,
actually, we just made touch with somebody we went fishing with last time we were here. The day before we left, we went fishing and flew home salmon. And, you know, I got to share my Sitka experience with family and friends because I brought home fish.
And your extra tufts.
And my extra tufts, exactly. Which I did wear once or twice in San Francisco, by the way.
I can believe it.
Although they're much better here. They're perfect for here.
Yeah.
So we made touch with that same person, and we're going fishing, I believe, on Saturday.
Nice. Nice. So you have a day off.
Sort of. We'll still be rehearsing because we go into the recording studio next week. So musicians, it's hard to make a day
They
off.
Leave on Monday or so, and I think... And then
Tuesday, we go right in the studio.
Skywalker Ranch, which is George Lucas's facility.
Okay. We're finishing up a Beethoven project.
So let's see. So you're playing for the box lunch...
Today
at noon,
Haydn
and
today.
That is free at
noon.
It's
Yeah, and is that at the Centennial?
Yes, it is. It's the Centennial Hall at noon. It's free to the public. It was built to allow people to bring their lunches and their families and their kids and their friends and just celebrate and also watch the cruise ships in the harbor and the eagles.
No cruise ships today, but there'll be plenty of bird life.
Wow.
But there will be a cello duo. I have to say that because we're here. We're premiering a piece that was written for the two of us.
We're doing a world premiere today.
Oh, nice. Which is exciting.
The Richard Aldag cello duet.
Which was written for the two of us. And we're doing the premiere today. Actually, he's still fixing
That's right. It's being
part of the
it's
piece.
Literally being birthed here.
Right now.
he changed Sitka. The ending.
No, it's true. We've been working with him all week. He flew in from Napa Valley and California to help us finish this piece off.
That's
pretty exciting. Today.
So it really is a world premiere.
It really is. Truly a world premiere.
Is that going to be at the Box Lunch?
Lunch at noon.
Oh.
So be there.
Oh, that sounds really neat. Again, that's free at Centennial Hall. And if you haven't had a chance to take advantage of it, today is your last official
Box Lunch.
That's right. For this season, anyway.
Right.
And then you're also playing on Friday?
Yep, tomorrow night. That's tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow night's featuring a rather large and significant Beethoven string trio. Mm-hmm. And then the pianist Natasha Peremsky is playing the Chopin Piano Concerto No. 1 with the Cypress String Quartet.
That's right.
Gosh.
It's an arrangement that Chopin actually did for piano and very few strings because he wanted to be able to tour. Usually with the concerto, you have a full orchestra accompanying and playing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah. But not here.
Not for Friday night. Yeah. We are the backup band.
It sounds pretty great.
Can I sound like 10 cellos?
Yes, she can.
Have you played with Natasha before?
No, this is our first time.
Yeah.
That's the amazing thing, I think, for a lot of people who aren't musicians necessarily, is that you folks all get together here and many times you've never played together.
Exactly.
Right. And you have maybe a few hours to rehearse. And it's pretty outstanding.
There's really great energy that goes along with that, you know, because you're like the amount of listening, the focus that you have to give to that time together, because there isn't a lot of time. And how does that person work and what happens? You don't know what happens with them in performance. You know, I play with the same people all the time. And I know exactly if somebody's nervous, this is how they're going to behave. And this is what this means. So it's a different energy when there's somebody new.
Yeah,
in there.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Someone coined the phrase last year here that there were several pieces made in Sitka, made in Alaska. Mm-hmm. And I've been kind of announcing that as we've been going through the summer, because there have been several things. For instance, the cello duet is almost created here in a way where he's rewriting it so much. And of course, when a quartet like the Cypress comes in, where they're masters of certain repertoire, they are featured with that. But for instance, the Chopin Concerto is made here in Alaska as well.
And the Schumann
Concerto
with Zoll today, too, on the Box Lunch.
Yeah.
That's not been done before in the U.S., as far as we know.
Really?
U.S. premiere of that. So actually, we have a world premiere and a U.S. premiere.
Isn't that great?
International and national.
Pretty neat.
That is pretty neat. Well, the whole area of Sitka just, you know, is very excited to be having another fine year of musical performances and events to attend and be a part of. It's pretty neat.
There are great audiences here. Yeah. People are really dedicated and excited. And, you know, I'm used to going to cities where they have so much going on that, you know, like New York, when you play in New York, people are like, another concert.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Whatever.
Not the case here.
No.
Although, I must say, we do have a ton of music.
Which is tremendous.
Yes. So,
but there still is this great energy around it. And I love that.
And it's kind of nice, the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. At the same time, so you have all these young people.
Right.
And that actually is a great segue into what's happening next week, which is the cello seminar. So the festival officially ends as a performing arts vehicle this week, this weekend. And then 10 cellists from around the world arrive into Sitka on Tuesday, and they start a studying process with two cello teachers and master classes and open rehearsals and lessons. And that'll be at Stevenson Hall on Sheldon Jackson campus. It's called the Sitka Cello Seminar.
Isn't that fun?
That's the first time?
That's the first time. Yes, 2 weeks.
The town will be overrun with cellists.
I bet that makes Alaska Airlines really nervous.
It makes me very nervous. But I'm going to try to get all 10 cellists to line up and walk down the main street one of these days. And
get a photo.
Have a cello parade. Oh, that sounds great. So that's coming up next week.
That's coming up next
week. So the festival actually ends
festival ends this weekend, and then the seminar studying portion of it as it goes on for another couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll be hearing more about that.
You
I'm certainly sure.
I hope. Yeah. I hope.
Good. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a full and fun and maybe a little challenging weekend since you're playing
That's
with some
right.
people you haven't played with before. But I know it will be enjoyed by all. So thanks
Thank
for coming
Thank
in
for
this morning.
Us in this
Thank
morning.
You.
Really great.
My pleasure.
Jennifer Kletzel, one of the founders of the Cypress Spring Quartet, which I think we can still hear here if I can turn up my little thing. And Zul Bailey, the artistic director from Sitka Summer Music Festival in this morning. And thanks again and have a wonderful
Thank
weekend.
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
Support comes from BPR.